This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Bipartisanship is in short supply on Capitol Hill. That is not news. But that doesn't mean bipartisanship is dead. And one place you can find it is in Washington's lobbying industry, where, says the Center for Responsive Politics, billions of dollars a year are spent. The biggest firms advertise themselves as one-stop, both sides of the aisle shop, staffed up with dozens of Republicans and Democrats. Back in the spring, they were working overtime, all those people were, as Congress put together the CARES Act. And now, with another relief bill maybe in the balance, lobbyists are in demand again. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Lobbyist Richard Gold still remembers what it was like back in March. Congress was debating the CARES Act, and all of Gold's restaurant and hotel chain clients wanted relief.
We literally were working 18 to 20-hour days.
Gold is a lobbyist for Holland & Knight, one of the biggest lobbying firms in Washington, deploying dozens of professional persuaders to Capitol Hill. Gold prepped a CEO in the hard-hit travel and leisure business on how to make his case to senators. They wanted to make sure the CARES Act allowed franchise owners with fewer than 500 employees to qualify for Paycheck Protection Program loans. Gold told the CEO, "It's okay to get emotional.
People are very scared. Business doesn't exist right now." And you follow that up with, "We employ, 150 people in your district."
Predictably, Republicans and Democrats wanted different things out of the CARES Act. Gold says Democrats were focused on protecting individual jobs, while Republicans wanted to keep businesses from going under. Gold is a Democrat, a former Capitol Hill staffer with ties only to Democrats. Luckily, Gold's colleague Joel Roberson is also on the call. He's a Republican lobbyist at Holland & Knight. Roberson says they divvied up the lobbying duties, tailoring arguments with the fundamental philosophy and goals of each party in mind.
I took Senator Rubio, working with our Senate Republican lobbyist. He took Senator Cardin.
That's Republican Marco Rubio of Florida and Democrat Ben Cardin of Maryland. The strategy worked. The CEO's franchisees qualified for PPP loans. Fast forward to this month. Now Gold and Roberson are trying to have an amendment inserted into the latest coronavirus relief bill. It would give businesses more flexibility in how they spend PPP loan money. Roberson says when Congress is this bitterly divided, you have to hire bipartisan lobbyists to work on big bills because they're the only ones talking to each other.
Oftentimes, as political leaders have told their members not to negotiate amongst each other to undercut the leadership's position, that they will talk with us.
That access is very profitable, though lobby shops that are part of law firms are subject to bar association rules that prohibit them from representing two clients with competing interests on an issue. Even lobbyists who aren't lawyers avoid that because it would just be bad for business. Michael Heaney, a research fellow at the University of Glasgow, says with their wider networks, bipartisan lobby shops have a better sense of what members of Congress are thinking. And since information is power in Washington, they can put a higher price tag on that.
Bipartisan firms are able to get better information. And because they have that better information, they're able to charge a premium for that.
Heaney co-authored a study that found from 2008 to 2016, bipartisan firms took in about 20% more revenue per lobbyist than Republican firms and 37% more than Democratic ones. They're still the most profitable lobby shops in Washington today. Right now, we're waiting for the results of tightly contested runoff elections for two Georgia Senate seats next month. But even if Democrats won both seats, they'd still have a razor-thin majority in the Senate, forcing them to work with Republicans. Sheila Krumholz heads the Center for Responsive Politics. She says the White House could be open to some deal-making with congressional Republicans.
Biden has telegraphed the notion that he would be seeking bipartisan buy-in on legislative proposals.
Krumholz says that means there'll be plenty of demand for bipartisan lobbying, with lobby firms that straddle the aisle well-positioned to pick up clients over the next few years. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.